You guys ready?
Ugh, it smells so bad.
Strawberries?
Yeah.
It's time to feed the pigs at Island Meadow Farm. 26-year-old Chandler Briggs dumps piles of old fruit, bread, and even leftover grocery store pizza onto the pile of mud and hungry pigs.
Wait, what are you going to do with these guys?
Well, we'll be selling off some of the pork and keeping some for ourselves. We'll be doing some processing of some cuts, doing bacon and guanciale and pancetta, prosciutto. We like to say they have one bad day, but they go out eating.
Along with raising pigs and poultry for eggs, Island Meadow Farm also grows fruits, nuts, and vegetables. Just listening to the array of what they produce here can make your mouth water.
Among the vegetables, we have salad mix. We grow broccoli and cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, kale, chard, spinach, turnips, beets, carrots, bok choy, tomatoes, onions, shallots, garlic.
It's a small farm, only 10 acres, but it's bio-intensive, meaning they make use of every fertile inch by heavy composting, practicing crop rotation, and covering their crops during the summer and winter. It's a very different kind of farm, says Chandler, than the usual big business monocrop farm.
We're doing it on a diverse scale. We're integrating different crops together and utilizing the sun to produce sugar, either through the grasses that become flesh or the chicken poop that becomes Romano beans. You know, we're putting it all together and hopefully creating a harmonious situation where there are bacteria and there are funguses and there are parasites, but they live in a balance with everything.
And after feeding the pigs, it's time to milk the cow. We head across the street to 21-year-old Kelsey Kozak's house. She's showing me how to milk her dairy cow, Tesla.
Pinch with your first finger and thumb so the milk doesn't go back up. And then,
so you roll it around.
Yeah,
okay.
It's kind of like that motion to like
okay.
From the top down.
This doesn't hurt her at all?
If you ever saw a calf nurse, you wouldn't feel bad up
there. So just kind of wrap it. Oh, yeah, there we go.
And you can pull down a little bit.
There's not a lot coming out.
Yeah. Now she looks bored, though.
Kelsey is a fast hand at cow milking. She got her first cow at age 14.
And I was, like, in my last week of middle school, and we brought this cow home. Never milked a cow before. Took me 2 hours the first day to try to milk her.
She would wake up at 5 a.m. and milk the cow before going to school with a note from her mom.
The principal thought that was pretty funny because, you know, he'd been there for a long time. So I haven't seen this for 40 years.
Kelsey says she fell in love with brie at the age of 8. Now she makes cheese and teaches cheesemaking classes on the island. Both Kelsey and Chandler are part of a growing movement of young farmers. This past Monday, they teamed up with two national young farmers organizations, the National Young Farmer Coalition and the Greenhorns, to put on a young farmers mixer on Vashon Island. Meet Severin.
Severin Fleming. I'm the director of the Greenhorns. We're here at the Grange Hall on Vashon Island. And, I mean, there must be 300 people in there.
The Greenhorns are a national group based in New York that serves the next generation of farmers through education and advocacy. And the same generation of farmers have, along with picks and rakes, the tools of technology to grow their cause.
We also produce new media. So we have a weekly podcast, a daily blog. We have a GIS-based mapping service that maps young farmers across the country. We have a wiki.
Right now, they're celebrating. But in 2011, they'll start focusing on D.C. and the Farm Bill, which determines how the government spends money on agriculture programs, food stamps, and sustainable agriculture research. Severin says land access is especially an issue for young farmers like Chandler, who lease their land and sometimes have to work off-farm jobs to make ends meet.
If you're a small farmer, at just the beginning of your career, it's a struggle for you to grow food, and make a living from it, especially if you're living in a place where land values are high. So obviously the kind of context of a highly subsidized food system where growing corn and soy and highly processed foods are really cheap, and the kinds of foods that are really healthy require a lot of handwork to grow.
The Greenhorns and the National Young Farmers Coalition are both grassroots groups that were formed by young farmers for young farmers within the past 3 years. Unlike more conventional groups like the Future Farmers of America, they do not partner with big agro-business corporations like Monsanto. Their aspirations are for a healthier, more organic America by replacing the old monocrop model with locally owned and operated small and medium-sized farms, growing sustainable food responsibly. And as Severin Fleming puts it, what they want is simple.
We want Americans to have access to healthy food that's grown nearby. And we want, as young farmers, to be able to grow that food and support our own families. So we want to grow food. Simple as that. We want a farm.
For One World Report, I'm Amber Cortez.